getting a good job when you're living in poverty is no easy feat. Recently, some people are getting help from an unexpected source. Health insurers are starting to provide support that goes beyond health care for their Medicaid clients. From Indianapolis, Drew Dodlin finds out why.
Janae Wilkins is 25 years old. She has two kids, both under the age of 5, and one more on the way.
And I only live with my mom right now, and we're doing okay.
Wilkins dropped out of high school when she was a teenager. She's tried to get her GED twice since then without success. Difficulty with schoolwork, she says, ended up killing her motivation.
I was that kid who didn't get things the first time, and I had asked more than once, 2 or 3 times, and I still wouldn't get it. And then I would be behind on my work.
Now Wilkins is giving high school another shot. She's taking classes full-time at the Excel Center in Indianapolis, a free public school for adults that also offers daycare. And she says she only discovered that school and the motivation to attend it because of this woman she met 2 months ago, her life coach.
So I think if you asked anybody, would you like to make more money, everyone's going to agree. But the pathway to do that is very complicated.
That's Jesse Rockhill. Rockhill works for CareSource, the insurance company that manages Wilkins' Medicaid health plan. Her job is to help her clients take care of basic needs and prepare them to get a job. It involves nearly anything you can imagine. Resume building, interview practice, car rides, even help finding clothes. Sometimes Rockhill does it herself, but often she's connecting people with services that already exist. And she represents a growing acknowledgement within the healthcare industry that personal health can improve when you take care of basic needs first.
Those are kind of those social determinants of health that we look at that are often barriers, and it's sort of a cycle. You know, if you don't have great transportation, it makes childcare more difficult. It makes paying your bills more difficult. It makes...
CareSource is a nonprofit insurance company that operates in several states, including Ohio and Indiana. The company launched its experiment in life coaching in Ohio 2 years ago. Since then, it's coached over 1,100 members there, about one-third of whom are now employed. In Indiana, CareSource only serves a small share of the Medicaid market, but it offers more extensive support services to members than its larger competitors.
That's the future of healthcare.
Susan Jo Thomas is the executive director of Covering Kids and Families of Indiana, a group that helps connect people with healthcare coverage.
It's absolutely impossible for us to make a mark in our rate of diabetes, let's say, if we don't have healthy foods. We've got to be able to connect those dots, and a life coach can do that.
But CareSource's life coaching program has cost the company about $2 million, and when doing a good job ultimately means elevating clients out of its own Medicaid program, it prompts the question, why do it at all? Leaders at CareSource say it's possible because the nonprofit insurer is mission-driven, and that offering meaningful help is the right thing to do. But there's a bit more going on. Mary Beth Musumeci studies Medicaid programs for the Kaiser Family Foundation in Washington, D.C.
There's an incentive, on the individual enrollee level to make sure that people are as healthy as possible and are using preventive care, you know, and doing things that would avoid more expensive things like emergency departments, managing chronic conditions, those types of things.
This sounds good to states like Indiana, who might be more inclined to let CareSource work within their borders because it could lead to long-term savings on Medicaid costs. Beneath all the overlapping motivations, though, are people like Wilkins. And for her, the help is deeply personal.
I don't really like people doing things for me anyway. But, you know, I accept help when I'm offered it or where I can get it. Because, you know, everyone has to start somewhere.
Wilkins says she discovered a passion for cooking while making food for her kids. Her goal, after graduating from high school, is to continue her education and find work as a cook. For Side Effects Public Media, I'm Drew Dodlin.